John Carl.
Yeah, how you doing? This is John Durash returning a call, I guess, to you. I guess you're a reporter interested in doing something on the grand jury.
I don't know. I was having trouble understanding what it is you're talking about. I'm a surface story or not.
Okay, well, you did get the press release. You know,
yeah.
You know basically what we're talking about, the press release, right?
Right, but I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what's new, what's different, why don't you just tell me what this is about?
Well, people are creating common law grand juries throughout the country at this point, throughout the nation. New York has reconstituted 62 common law grand juries, one in each county.
Let's back up. What is a common law grand jury?
Well, right now we have the juries that are involved that are controlled by the government themselves. For instance, I don't know if you're familiar with Lysander Spooner, and he wrote concerning the problems with the government controlling the grand juries, that they would really be able to control the outcome, which is the truth. I mean, at this point, when the court controls the grand jury and they orient them in the process of law and decision-making, the same thing with the prosecutor. We are responding to a decision made by in a Supreme Court case, United States versus Williams, where Anton Scalia, and I'm going to read this, said, because the grand jury is an institution separate from the courts over whose functioning the courts do not preside, we think it clear that as a general matter, at least, no such supervisory judicial authority exists, and that the disclosure rule applied to here exceeded the Tenth Amendment and, of course, the Tenth Circuit's authority. And this, of course, was talking about the case itself. But it went on and said that the grand jury is rooted in long centuries of Anglo-Saxon history. And he gives the references, and he goes on, the grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has not been textually assigned, therefore, to any of the branches described in the first three articles.
Okay, I read that on your website and stuff.
Okay. So anyway, the people are coming in, and we're taking over the administrative process. Of course, we're getting resistance. And the administrative...
Whoa, back up. Yeah. How can you do that? Can you convene a grand jury of your friends and indict somebody?
Well, that's the point. No, the courts would have to call for the grand jury, and we would be involved in the administration of that process. The people would be involved instead of the court or the prosecutor's office.
What do you mean?
Because right now, being in charge of that, they have the ability to prevent any wrongdoings from ever being seen or heard or appreciated. We're aware of a lot of cases across the nation in every single state where people are trying to get to the grand jury to tell their story, and they're being kept away by the prosecutors and by the courts.
So how does this work? If it isn't the court system or the government, who sets up the grand jury? Who sets it up?
Well, the government clearly has set up a system because the people haven't in a long time.
Under your system, who sets up the grand jury?
Well, it's very simple. First of all, as we'd have to go through the steps that Anton Scalia laid out in the United States versus Williams, and he says that the grand jury must work under the auspices of justice from within the courthouse. So the first order of business is getting access into the courthouse, whereas the people would then orient the juries coming in, both trial and grand jury, and let them know what the law is, and let them know, of course, that we're in a common law system. The courts today are acting as nisi prius courts, and they operate under statutes and not common law. Common law, I'm sure you know, and statutes are like oil and water. They just don't mix. It doesn't work. So you either have common law or you have statutory law, which is nisi prius, which requires the consent of the individual in order to participate. Nisi prius means proceeds first unless subjected to.
Okay, so when you say New York becomes the first state to establish a common law grand jury in each county, what are you talking about?
Well, we're talking about the well, we did say is the Constitution we constituted a common law. So it's a declaration has been sent to the courts and to the county clerks that the people of each county have come together and by the showings of hands decided that they did want to return back to a common law procedure, which is controlled by the people and not the government, which is exactly what we have. You know, you read that in the Declaration of Independence.
How is life different for me than it was February 27th?
Well, again, we have government by the consent of the people. That's what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence. And at this point, we don't have government by the consent of the people without the control by the people. And the control by the people in the judicial process would be the jury. The control by the people in the political process would be the committee.
I understand that, but what is different?
Oh, the difference is common law.
Well, no. What happened February 27th?
Oh, on February 27th, the last county, Richmond County, initiated the declaration of the common law grand jury to be reunited or reinstated back in their county.
The county itself?
Reconstituted. Within that county, yes.
No, the county did it? Who
the
did
people.
It?
The people of the county.
Oh, there was a vote?
Oh, absolutely. They came together and they...
So there was
an
election on February 27th?
Well, it wouldn't be an election as you're talking. It's the election of the idea of going forward. It was put in the newspapers. It was broadcasted in as many places as we could. We did the honorable thing to bring the people about to decide. People who joined in and decided to get into the jury pool would get into the jury pool.
But as a result of that, how is life different in Richmond County today?
Well, at this point, the principles have been set up. Now getting into the courts is a whole different process.
Okay. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Citizens of every county have organized these, but they haven't done anything.
Well, the people of every county have organized. Yeah, they've most of the counties have filed papers which have been rejected or set aside and ignored. We've gone to numerous courthouses throughout the state to get access. They've been rejected. Judge Prudente down in New York City, second in ranking on the administrative system, with the justice system, has sent out a memo to ignore us and to not pay any attention to us, along with her boss and two other lower-end judges. And we've went into courts to try to get access, and they've rejected us. They don't have the authority. A judge doesn't have that authority. The judge is a hired help.
I'm still not sure what the common law grand jury can do or cannot do.
Do you know the difference between common law? Are you a lawyer?
No.
Okay. Do you know the difference between common law and statutory law?
Yes. But if it is a practical matter, what can you do with your common law grand jury?
You do understand that there's a supremacy clause in Article 6,
yes.
Clause 2 of the Constitution. You do know that New York State Constitution, Article 1, I think it's subsection 9 or 10, requires that only a court of record be that within the constitutional courts, naming the Supreme Court as being a court of record, the county court as being a court of record, family court, and a few others being a court of record. And a court of record is defined by Black's Law Dictionary as that which proceeds according to the common law. The court systems today that are running with all this, and even New York State, I think it's 756, New York Code 756, I think is what it is, it says also that the court is to proceed according to common law. Now, with statutes telling us that, New York State Constitution telling us that, and the United States Constitution telling us that, and yet we have a court system that hijacks every case over into an nisi prius process, which is fraud on the court because they don't even tell the people that they've pulled them into a statutory process. Statutory process runs opposite to a court of record.
All right, I think I get the picture. Well, thanks for calling me back.
You're not interested in doing a story?
I don't know what the story is. I've been trying to get out of you for...
Well, what specifically do you want to know? Because if you don't understand the process, then you don't understand the story. Here's the story. The people want common law back in their courts. In other words, they want justice back in the courts. That's the story. because right now justice is not in the court. I know thousands of people, and I don't think that's an exaggeration, by the way, who do not get access into the court because they're thrown out because they have no standing, and they're thrown out because they have no cause of action, both of which are lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these judges just make these things up. Now, who are these people, and why is that happening? In common law, that cannot be. If there's an injury, there must be a remedy. That's common law. You have to look at the injury. Also, a judge is not the tribunal. A judge is only the magistrate of the court. It is the people who is the tribunal. They don't have the authority to throw a case out of court.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
An injustice.
All right.
So, you see, there's a big, big difference between common law and statutory court. One requires justice and that the person be restored, and the other one does the will of the legislator, and the judges get to decide what it means, and they make it up as they go, and you get injustice.
Okay. All right, I'll think about it.
You're not interested.
I'll think about it, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't. Okay, thank you.
All right,
good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.